Now, let's start concluding. He shall be diverse from the first. He will be different from the first one. And then something interesting in verse 24, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. Now, how would he be diverse? Well, all the powers before this little horn were normal political power. Suddenly, here arises a religious political power. He's not only going to rule in the political arena, but he's also going to rule in the church. And in him, church and state will merge. And the Bible says it will be a diverse power. And now it says it will subdue three kings. What does history say? History confirms that under this little horn power, three of these nomadic tribes were plucked by the root, as the Bible says. You will find no trace of them in any library. Verily, the Ostrogoths and the Vandals were all eliminated. And then the next identification, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He will wage war against them. Now, during the persecution of Christians in the Dark Ages, and just to mention one instance, 1572, 60,000 Huguenots died in one night. I said the blood ran like rivers through the streets. He will wage war against God's people. And then this last one, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time. Now what does that mean? Well, I'm afraid you'll have to wait until our next appointment. We will be looking at Revelation 13, the beast from the sea, and the answer of this riddle, if you would call it that, which it's not, will be given there, and it fits perfectly in with the beast of the sea.